of Among the Realms here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center here in Hamburg, New Jersey. The number to call in is 347-633-9648. And today's topic is famous people who are either psychic or consulted with psychics, and the impact that these psychics had on those decisions. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Paul?
There we go.
Yeah, we're great.
There we go. We're still working on it. Yeah, it is a full house.
We scraped the potatoes.
There we go. So, who would like to go first? There's six of us here. I am not going first.
I'm drinking. Forget that.
Yeah, Charlie's drinking. I'm not doing it.
Oh, my God.
I got Dana knocking over the microphone. I'm losing control of this place before it even started. I don't know.
We're talking about people who famous in history, who either they had abilities or sharing, or they use psychics to, you know, make their decisions or just
hasn't said Obama this.
No, he does not.
Maybe he should.
Alrighty then. Yeah. We are trying to keep the political views out of
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah.
To defend Charlie on this one, because there are actually a few presidents in history who used psychics as right now.
Absolutely.
To our knowledge, Obama does not use psychics.
We have no clue if he does or does not. When we researched, I didn't find
research, the most recent president current to have used a psychic was, in fact, Bill Clinton. I don't know if the either Bush Obama has.
Well, Clinton used it to find out if a woman was interested in him.
Oh, see, that I'm not going to do.
Go
there. But we're going over the different presidents who did, in fact, use psychics, some of them quite often. We actually have one president who many consider to be a psychic. So we will be going over some of the presidents. Quite a few famous people back then, even today, use psychics pretty much for the same reasons what we do. Sometimes they want to see if, psychics can bridge that gap or, what's going to happen in their immediate future. And a lot of times some of these other psychics who are really in it for the money get it wrong, and then they're exposed.
Jeez.
So, all right, I'm talking, and I don't know why here. I'm manning the soundbar here.
We're giving you enough rope.
All right, I'm done myself here.
Let's start with this president.
Let's go.
G.W.
Washington. Wow.
George Washington.
The very first president.
Was he?
The first president?
No. Was he interested in...
He had both, because he had visions, premonition, or things. There were actually three things that were going to come about that he saw coming for the world, or for the world, say, for America.
Did he use that, or was it the Masonic stuff he used?
Both.
He got information. Like, for himself, he had visions.
He did.
Yeah, actually, Washington had a number of things.
Well, you look at Martha, you know why. I mean,
oh my God,
Martha. Okay, hang on a second. Now, Martha was not. If you saw pictures of Martha, she was not exactly the most attractive. She didn't have what Gary. Dana.
Washington had prophetic visions. About.
Yes.
And they did.
Mm-hmm. One was he'd have.
And then they were written down by somebody, Yes, they were written down by somebody. That's how we knew he had them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
So he had a bunch of stuff.
What else he had?
That's what he did. He had somebody had written it down. There were like three separate things that came about, like perils or things that were going to come. And I know it was in 777 that
right
it was
after,
about.
Right after they signed. So. Huh? Right after they had the big celebration. Virgil, come on.
Well, they weren't celebrating much in 77.
Not 77.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. Getting there.
Yeah, that's true, too. What was that, Jimmy Carter's era? Oh, 19.
I'm talking 17.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know, whip inflation now and all that. With, you know,
yes.
But it seems like a lot of presidents, especially back in those days, they went. But talking about Lincoln, he actually had a dream of the assassination. So, or that he was assassinated, the actual event, but that he had a dream that he was killed.
Did he know, like, the Ford's Theater or what?
No, he just had a dream of, he saw himself in his coffin, yeah.
He knew he was dying.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know when or what.
No, like, as in, like, in killed. He knew he was getting killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was either him or his person.
Well, they had many seances in the White House.
And
yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
And that was because he was trying to reconnect with his two
children.
Two children had already passed away. Mm-hmm. So, and during the Civil War, he actually contacted a psychic on a regular basis to see and determine part of the Civil War. Yep. Yeah. Someone get her something. That's it. Jackie was just contacted. Even worse. Anything else, I would have given her a little more credit, but she's choking on water here.
That's another show.
Yeah, that's another show. Anyway, yeah, Lincoln was very much into the metaphysical and the physics, psychic, excuse me. So, anything else with Lincoln? Oh, it's been said that Lincoln's spirit actually is around the White House every once in a while. People do notice that he walks around the White House every once in a while. So, there is a sighting. Not that we will ever be able to discover that. They won't let us in. With their word for it.
Well, you'll sleep in a Lincoln room if you have enough money.
That's true. Well, no, don't do that anymore. They
will in a couple years.
They will in a couple of years. Stop it. I'm going to lose this one.
What's wrong with my mic? How come it's not that loud? Come on.
Oh, it's loud.
I wonder.
I trick lower, Charlie.
It probably will.
I'm going to unplug you.
Really?
Yes,
you promise?
We are not endorsing any party. We're not endorsing any party here on Among the Homes. Oh,
what?
No.
Are you making snide comments about any woman in history here?
Boring Paul.
Yeah.
I feel like his wife was a psychic. Did you know that?
Oh, you're so full of baloney.
You told me.
Well, something, yeah. She could tell he was going to be a real troublemaker.
Mm-hmm. That's why she bought him a fast
Charlie's the comic
right.
relief tonight.
Oh, no question. Any other famous people that we know of that you found interesting?
And the man with the
notes. Come on,
I don't know.
Unfortunately, I'm the only man with the notes here.
No,
Virgil had all in his head. Virgil's like...
All right, it's you and me then tonight.
Let's see. Who can we start with? Well, Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
That's
kind of
common knowledge that a lot of that was Nancy behind his wife.
Yeah.
So what specifically did he ask psychics about, do we know?
Almost every day.
Almost every decision.
Every major decision, practically every day.
Does anybody know the name of the psychic he consulted to?
Well, she was in...
She was really well known. But at that time, she was one of the more women.
She tried to contact, I guess it would have been, I don't know if it was the FBI back then, to warn them about what was going to happen to JFK in Dallas. But they just ignored it.
Yep.
So they ignored it to let it happen.
And she was also a big celebrity psychic.
A lot of people would contact for things.
Wow.
Supposedly, one of the aides, I believe in some kind of book, that every time Ronald had a decision to make, he would not let him go through with that decision until Miss Dixon was telephoned, and Miss Dixon would actually do a horoscope to make sure all the planets aligned, so that way the decision was a good decision or not. So, in the end, Nancy had the last say on whether Mr. President actually went through with it.
Actually, I think it was the psychic that had the last
decision. Well, think about it, though.
Well, it's still Nancy's decision at that point. But go ahead.
What's interesting, though, is he was known as one of the best presidents of the United States.
True.
By certain people.
By when people talk about.
By and large, history has Ronald Reagan up there as one of the best.
And he is one who used, you know, that guidance.
Sure.
Lincoln,
right.
And Lincoln was another one who used psychics through the Civil War.
Yeah.
Another obvious one is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, especially during post-World War II when they were trying to sign all the treaties. It's quite often to make sure.
He seemed to be focused on international relations.
Yes. He made sure everyone was going to follow. He wanted to make sure everyone was going to tell the truth and make sure, you know, everything was in the truth. Eleanor was not. I couldn't look up anything on Eleanor.
I didn't find Eleanor.
And that was unusual.
But you're jumping. You're just doing all the pinnacles now.
Well, we're talking about three presidents who have major.
Just start the president.
I just wanted to make sure that I knew where we were going. Because,
you know, like, just talking about Nostradamus before. And
Nostradamus.
Well, I'll go with. With Nostradamus, the King of France's wife wanted Nostradamus coming in weekly to update on the kids and everything that was about to happen if there was a war or not. Help me out there.
The Medici's were followers.
Yes.
Of Nostradamus too.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm not a big Nostradamus guy. I used to be.
Well,
you go far enough in history,
well, you can do that with anything.
Exactly. Exactly. You know that.
Yeah.
What about Edgar Casey?
The Sleeping Prophet.
Yes, wow. Edgar Casey.
He was rather a star.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Well, now that we're stuck.
Edgar Casey made predictions in his sleep. He was the only psychic to actually want to be tested, who wanted to be tested because every time he said something, it happened in his sleep. So he knew. A lot of the people were going to be criticizing him, but that's why he always said, test me, see if I'm wrong.
He had an assistant that would write down.
Was it his wife?
I can't remember if it was his
wife or daughter or someone. But,
I know it was a female.
Definitely a female who wrote down everything.
He would go almost quite asleep into a state of consciousness.
Okay.
And he would ask questions.
Right.
And he came out of that state and didn't remember the conversations. So it was as if they were speaking to a different person or something. And a lot of it had to do with health issues for people. He would come up with all kinds of remedies and different cures and diagnosing things that modern doctors at that time couldn't diagnose. In the later stages of his life, he spoke a lot about Atlantis.
Yes. Go ahead. Keep going.
He really focused on that quite a bit. The one prediction I remember him making was that I think it was in the late 60s, early 70s that they would find traces of Atlantis. And you attribute that to the Bimini Road where they found some of these flat, it looks like stonework.
Correct.
Under the ocean.
Right by the Caribbean.
The Caribbean by the Bahamas. And some people attribute that to finding, you know, an outside wall or a sea break or something, you know, part of Atlantis.
Right.
No one's really has come up with any specific data saying that that's exactly true. I know they've done core samples of the stones.
Right.
And
it does trace back.
And it's relatively old.
Right.
But then you have geologists coming on and saying sometimes the winds can create these patterns.
Yeah, and they make it look older than what they really are.
So
exactly.
It's hard to tell. I don't think anyone's going to believe Atlantis is there until they find a pyramid or a big crystal or something.
But to my knowledge, I don't know if anyone famous actually used Edgar Casey. Did FDR use him at those times?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know a lot of people would go to him to the point where he was inundated with people.
Right. Yeah, he had a lot of people.
And then I believe he founded the Institute on Virginia Beach.
Association for Research and Enlightenment.
There you go.
That's right.
And they've been studying ever since down there. They offer all kinds of courses, and they go over all his different, you know, predictions and things like that. And let's see.
Anybody else?
What else about Edgar Cayce do you want to know?
They offer a lot of courses, like you said, mm-hmm. but they also go around the United States and they do a lot of past life regression, because that's the very first time I was regressed with an Edgar Cayce group regression many, many years ago. I didn't think it could be done, but it can be done, and it was pretty good. I really like the Edgar Cayce Institute. I think they offer a lot of good things on meditation and meditation. You can get, they have all sorts of things on the website about how to meditate and different tapes and things like that that you can download. But it's a good website. EdgarCayce.org, I think.
Any other famous people?
No, that's it.
Another back to the presidents, Woodrow Wilson.
Oh God, he was annoying.
He consulted psychics, but he was concerned about when he was going to die.
Yeah, that's it. That was the only thing he was concerned about.
That's all
about.
He wanted to know about. Which is kind of makes him
and he did.
Human in a way.
He did end up dying. Yes. Yeah.
You know, they did that way back in the Bible days, though.
What's it?
It goes all the way back to the pharaohs. And beyond that,
the Pharisees.
Prophets, and Jesus was considered a prophet.
Yes, he was. Absolutely.
They used a lot of them to make their decisions back then, too.
It's, mm-hmm.
They only called them seers.
They went hand in hand with the court jester. Every leader had one.
Well, the court jester was no seer.
Well, he saw things that he didn't talk about that.
Well, he
saw
things that were going on.
Things, yeah.
Yeah, he,
But he didn't tell anybody about it. Or he wasn't the jester anymore.
He was the eunuch, you know? Saw a lot, but didn't do much.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, good Lord.
So who else do we have? Who's on the list? What do we got there?
I got Princess Diana.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did.
She did.
She did.
That was
she couldn't tell she was going to die in that crash. Come on.
Astrology, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
She was also very heavy in the astrology, mm-hmm. but she was, of all things, very concerned about the love life, wanting to meet Mr. Right.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Did she always have a feeling that her and Charles were never going to make it?
Everybody felt that way. What are you kidding?
You could almost see it.
Well, then everybody manifested it because they were right, so...
Oh, my
God. I mean, she got two kids out of it, but...
Well, there's a lot
of her psychics were her closest friends, too.
Yeah. Yep.
So she hung out with them all the time.
Mm-hmm. But a whole bunch of them. Donald
Princess
Trump uses them.
There's a lot of CEOs.
I don't know the names, but a lot of the psychics that she dealt with were very close friends of hers.
Yeah, there are a lot of CEOs who use
big
psychics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in business decisions or, you know, whether they should expand or...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, fire people. That's been used.
The president to Chase, you know.
Sure.
Yep. He's closing 300 branches, and he consulted a psychic.
Yep.
Are you kidding?
I have no freaking idea. I read it though. I saw it on the news. So I mean, obviously, it's not the fact of psychic.
Much different is what we're talking about. From every morning, I go to my deck Archangel Michael's cards to take, pull one card to see what I need to know for today. You know,
mm-hmm.
I do it every morning. What's the difference, really? I mean, they're making really big decisions, I understand that. But everybody seeks to get guidance from whatever. I
think everybody, some people do it in a different way, but I think for some reason when people have this negative image of psychics and metaphysical and that type of thing, they don't realize how many, you know, people that maybe they did look up to or they did, you know, feel have, you know, some authenticity that they did use those things too, you know, or they use that guidance as well. You know, so sometimes when you hear about some of these other things that people may not have known, they step back a second and say, oh, you know, they might not believe it, but I bet you they're all going to go research it on Google if they didn't after this show and say, oh, my God, yeah, they did.
Well, moving right along, Brad Pitt mentioned.
Yes.
Always.
Yep. They do it all the time. Yep.
I bet they do.
There's a lot of big actors that use psychics, though. They just in everyday. Kenny Rogers.
George Clooney.
Yep.
George Clooney.
David Hasselhoff.
Okay, now, I got news for you. George Clooney is really good looking, and I'm not gay. He's just really good looking.
You know who
and
he wanted to
the woman that he married. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Do you know who he really wanted to communicate to? Most people thought it would have been his legendary aunt, Rosemary.
Yeah, I know.
No, his pig.
What?
His pig. His
best friend of 18 years.
Thank you. That pig was
what?
Pig. P-I-G. Oink,
animal.
Oink.
Yes.
Oink, oink.
I thought you said son.
That
oinker.
It basically came to the point where you literally had a pig in a blanket. The pig used to sleep with George Clooney every once in a while. Stop dropping your mouth. I'm on the air. I'm not lying here.
We all have.
Thank you, Virgil. You're the only one valid. Yeah, you're the only one validating me.
All
otherwise,
sides.
Yep. Yeah. So he wanted to. There we go.
Right.
I'm backing Virgil up. So, yes, George Clooney
had
communicated with his pig using a psychic. Yep. It does happen, folks.
I want to know what the pig said.
He was very happy. He was very loved. And
he led a very good life.
He led a very good life.
Very well fed.
Yes.
How about some bacon?
Oh, my God.
BLT. Hey, George, how do you like that?
Oh, my God.
No, that's
never
terrible.
Gonna listen to
that's
our show.
Terrible. Come on. We should know. He felt, you know, he was attached to this thing.
He was?
On that. That's
you know
terrible.
What, you know what I love about you? You can insult all kinds of people, but you apologize for
the pig. That's terrible. I'm thinking that if something happened to my dog and somebody said something, it would hurt me. And I, you know,
and
after
yeah,
I say it, then I'm like, holy
to our
crap.
Show.
What, you know, what is wrong with me when I say something like that? I don't know either. I don't know.
Bacon is good, Charlie.
We retract Charlie's statement.
Wait a minute. What was that? Was that a slur? Wee, wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee, wee. Like that commercial. Wee, wee, wee.
No, that was the sheep.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about? Deliverance here? Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to respect my elders at this point. I am the youngest one here. I sincerely apologize. There's just nothing I can do with them. Folks, this is all natural. They're not even drinking tonight. I have no clue what happened.
Yeah.
It's fun, I will grant you, but I have no control of what they're saying tonight.
We.
Didn't you predict this earlier?
No, I did not predict this earlier.
I didn't even say that.
Not even close.
Did you expect it?
No, well, no, I should have expected it by now.
Table
yes.
Full of psychics.
Yeah,
wait,
yes.
Wait a minute.
You have to trust yourself.
Wait a minute.
That's true.
Wait a minute. Is that George Clooney's number coming up
no,
there?
No, it's not.
In?
I wish it was, because I would block the rest of you off. Patrick Swayze actually used
Patrick Swayze.
Yes, he did.
To help out with his wife as well,
yes.
I believe, who was also psychic. And
I heard that.
Patrick Swayze actually used the psychic as a marriage counselor. They went to a psychic.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yep.
I remember reading
and,
that.
And it ended up working out. And Matthew Broderick, who is
Broderick.
Not into.
He's not a big fan of
he's
it.
Not a big in, he's no. Not into it, but he uses it anyway because Sarah Jessica Parker, his wife, is very much into it. And for the sake of his marriage, they do go every once in a while. So.
Yeah. So these guys that are married to hot women are just saying, okay, yeah, we'll go because, right?
Or guys who are trying to save their marriage.
Or
yeah, sure.
That's
marriage.
What Abraham Lincoln did.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
Mary
why?
Todd wanted that science.
Why?
Well, he was in worse shape than George.
Do you remember that commercial?
Yes.
Does this dress make my, you know. No. I can't lie. 40 axe handles wide. No. Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, boy.
Who else? Who else is on the list? Come on.
Deepak
I read about,
Chopra.
Deepak.
Yes.
Deepak, I like that guy.
I saw that.
I do. I just like him because he's Indian. I like him. Is he Pakistani? What is he? Did I miss something? Is he?
No, I just wanted to know, and I'm sorry.
Isn't he Indian?
I believe so.
And some of your best
he's
friends.
He's Indian,
Curry,
right?
What? Some of your best friends eat curry.
I eat curry. Come on. I have a friend of mine who is phenomenal. Well, I'm not going to go, but he's a great guy. His name is Chip. That's as far as I'm going to go. He's Chip, and he's an Indian, and he's the greatest guy, one of the greatest guys I've ever met. So.
Well,
Deepak,
well, it makes sense because he's heavily into meditation and metaphysical.
Well,
things.
Chip might be.
You know, Deepak.
Yeah, yeah. I like it when he's on TV and he starts expounding on what he, you know, what he believes.
Is Deepak?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
I think he's phenomenal. I think he's great. And there's not too many guys that catch my attention on TV like that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So, I am the answer. Yeah, right.
How about William Shatner?
Yeah, well, I love him in the 70s, maybe.
I like him now.
I liked him better as Denny Crane.
As who?
Denny Crane.
William Shatner?
Yes.
Who is Denny Crane?
Are you serious?
I'm asking.
Oh, I know what it means.
He was on that show where there were lawyers. Him and the guy that is on that show now.
Boston Legal?
Boston Legal. What a great show.
How do I remember that?
I
didn't even watch
the
show. I didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch that show.
David Spade is the other actor.
David
you're thinking.
Spade.
Oh, man.
And what show was he on now?
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist. That's a sick
show. I don't even watch any shows. How the heck do I remember this stuff?
You want a sick show.
Is that on 247 or what?
FX.
Which one? Oh, FX. I don't get it. I'm cheap. Okay, who's next? Who's next? Who's the next one?
So found in Churchill. Apparently used psychics, they believe.
He was very much into it.
You serious?
And there's alleged that he worked with Aleister Crowley, of all people.
No.
And they think he used some of either his ability or other psychics to make decisions during World War II.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Very much so. Very much so.
I know
so.
Einstein is supposed to be very spiritual.
He was a lot more open-minded than people gave him credit for.
But I think they thought, like, people like him who was so ridiculously intelligent, like, they think out of the box.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not closed-minded. You know, they are more open.
The thing is that they think he was accessing the Akashic records.
Well,
who was?
Einstein.
I must retract my statement. William Shatner was actually out to debunk all things psychic.
Well, so wasn't the amazing Randy or whatever his name was?
Houdini, too.
Right? Yeah. They were out there to say, this isn't real.
I mean, there's probably part of Houdini that hoped it was real because
he
had left a secret word with his wife that he was going
to
try and contact her. And stuff, but he went around and debunked a lot of things too during his lifetime.
But the amazing Randy now, what does he have, like $100 million reward or something? If you can
provide some proof of psychic ability,
yeah,
he supposedly will give you $1 million.
What a hell of a guy, yeah? Boy,
try and get
it.
Well,
yeah. If I can find an 8-foot worm, I'll give you $1 million.
Yeah. Come on,
you can
burn.
You can glue them together.
I mean, lots of people have some proof of it, don't they? I mean,
we did last night. Right?
We did. Really?
We had our class here last night, and me and Dana, I don't know, we linked up somehow with the numbers, right?
First with
Ruby,
gem, and
the gem,
and the song.
And the song. I'm telling you.
That was bizarre.
And you were here with William, and you just didn't click with him, so obviously you're with me.
No.
Is he listening tonight? Oh, sorry,
no,
William.
Actually, correct that he was
sending me. Yeah, but he's just a newbie.
William is not a newbie at all.
Well, don't worry, because he's never
coming back. He's coming back. He is. He's coming back.
I think you scared him.
No, he's a nice guy. He'll be back.
Queen Elizabeth I also used a psychic.
Where the hell did she come from?
She
was ugly.
Let's try to keep
her. She used a psychic called John Dee, who was very popular back then, and actually had to make some decisions with him as well. So,
like what?
No.
Territorial expansion. Further past France.
Oh.
I heard Catherine the Great, too.
Mary Queen of Scots.
Yes.
On Rain on television. They're talking all about Elizabeth
France.
And Nostradamus and all these guys.
Catherine the Great. Yeah.
Well, a lot of Europe uses metaphysical and psychics even today, even more so now. than in the West.
Don't we sound knowledgeable?
A very despicable one was Rasputin.
Yes.
Really?
Then you're psychic.
Yes.
Somebody is.
Go ahead. What about him?
Well, Rasputin was very close with the Russian Tsar, the last royal Russian family.
And how did that work out?
It did not work out very well.
Not very well.
But he hoodwinked his way right into their lives and destroyed them from inside out. But there was something odd about Rasputin. I mean, they couldn't kill him. He had some kind of mystical powers to him because
they couldn't kill him.
They stabbed him, they shot him, they threw him in a river in the middle of winter, they poisoned him, and he still survived. And he used the fact that the one child in the royal family had hemophilia against them, and he just kept saying he could cure them and dragged them into this quagmire of things. But he used any ability he had for his own purposes, not to help people.
Yeah.
And we can go into how you shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Jackie. We actually have a caller who's going to hopefully save us at this time. Okay.
I'm not a caller.
Come on, Ruth.
I had a message I should call in quick. I don't know why. I'm here trying to work.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. If I wasn't working, I'd be getting a back massage, so you know I must be working.
All right, I'll give you that. Absolutely.
If you weren't working, you'd be sitting here with us drinking vodka. Come on.
Yeah, well, I'd like to do that as well.
Oh, we rub it on your body. How's that?
Anyway, any other famous people that you know tonight?
Somehow the topic has changed.
I could make up some. I don't know.
Yeah, save
I got
us
nothing.
You got we've heard that before.
That's been a theme for the last 2 days. Seriously, you don't know any other famous people?
Well, every year, Regis and Kelly used to have Gravel Gertie on. What was her name? Oh my gosh, she just died last year. Blonde hair. Very deep voice. Sylvia.
Sylvia Brown.
She was great. She would come on every year and tell Regis what was going to happen to him every, you know, in the next year. And he didn't believe a word of it.
Did they ever find out what
she said? Like when he died?
I can't hear what Vera Regis said. Regis is alive, by the way.
Hope that's not a prediction.
No.
I'm a psychic in training. I don't know.
Did they ever recap what she said?
No.
I don't recall.
Not from year to year, I don't think.
No. Didn't Sylvia have trouble near the end of her life for telling someone?
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't always get everything
100%,
right? And I know she ended up getting, like...
But she got a lot of them.
Yeah. I know they only picked out what she got wrong, and that's what's tough for psychics.
Well, that's what they do, you know. Everybody's doubting, so they're going to pick out whatever's wrong.
And she was a
right.
close friend of Montel Williams. I used to watch her on him all the time, and he very much believed in you know, after you know becoming friends with her in the psychics and the
soaring.
Actually,
well,
his career
know,
is still alive.
Really, he's doing very well for somebody with MS.
His career is still alive at this point. So.
Yep.
I give him a lot of credit.
Yeah,
he's a good man.
Tony Blair used him.
Who?
Prime
Tony
Minister.
Blair.
The Prime Minister of England.
Yep.
Come on. Really?
Psychics.
No kidding.
And spiritual advisors.
Did he really?
And energy healers.
No, you had to eat drinking. Sorry.
Number to call in is 347-633-9648. Let us know if you have, or if we have forgotten any famous people that have psychic ability or consulted with psychics. So, anybody else on our list?
Ruth, is your dog there?
Do you want me to go on the internet and look at
him? He's on the internet?
No, we heard like a... Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of celebrities that were fascinated with the...
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, Marilyn Monroe, especially with the occult.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
So there were certain ones that were...
Nobody told her about, you know, political parties or anything.
I don't think everybody wanted to consult when they were going to pass away. But,
no, but
I found an interesting story, too, about Roman Polanski. Polanski. Why did I say Polanski?
Go ahead. Go for it.
And apparently, after the Manson murders, before they knew what had happened, he had asked a friend to come and take photos of the crime scene because he was going to bring them to a psychic to try and find out what happened to his wife, an unborn child. So even back then in Hollywood, they were, you know, and that's about the same.
Shannon hour. Tate, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Even next to it, too. Yeah.
It's an Indian reservation over there. It used to be an old Indian reservation slash burial ground. So all of those apartment complexes are basically over any kind of Indian spiritual land. So well, they're not. We haven't seen any of the homes sucked into the ground yet, but yes.
No.
Yes.
The general purpose.
House, I know that there was an investigation, and the ramp was built into the side of the mountain, mm-hmm. It was dirt floors.
Yes.
What I'm talking about. Anyway, it's all dirt.
That's not very nice.
Keep going. All dirt.
She's complimenting.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking the Manson thing here with this?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, when those murders were happening, I mean, I worked with somebody who was she must have been in her late teens at the time, and she was really psychic, and she had said that, I guess she lived around where those murders were happening, and they were sitting on their front porch one night, her and her sister, and she said, "We need to go in the house because he's going to kill a blonde tonight," and he did. And her and her sister were, but she was very psychic, and she kind of knew when that was going to happen. But when you started to talk about that, I remembered that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was only at that time when she told me the story. I think I was like 18 or 19. That's pretty interesting.
And on a brighter note, you know, Charles Manson almost got married.
He did get married.
Yeah, I
no,
saw that.
He didn't get married.
No, what happened?
She was only marrying him to get the rights to his
body.
Exactly.
Yep.
She wanted to be able to do movies and books and everything, and he said no. He said no. Can you imagine looking at this guy and him saying no to you?
Well, if he didn't have that nice swastika, maybe
right between his eyes. Holy crap!
You can hear Ruth. You're gonna tell me he's
sane enough? Somebody told him. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, she wanted
the money.
I thought she had a great motive.
See, she had, if she was his spouse in that state, she has rights to the body. So she can do whatever she wants with the body. And she was going to display his body.
She's going to stuff him.
But that's pretty.
Yes, exactly.
Well, she was going to have a trial with him, too.
Yep.
They just couldn't figure out how to sneak out the sample.
No,
because he doesn't
get
conjugal rights.
He doesn't?
No. I don't believe so.
I thought he did.
I don't think he does.
Nope.
Makes it a little more difficult. You should get a better psychic.
Turkey baster, I don't know. whatever, I don't know. You know, twisted cup.
No, turkey baster with a shotgun.
With a shotgun, yeah, there you go.
You can't text or email that.
Nope.
No. This is going downhill fast.
Okay.
Who's the next
person?
So
did anybody know that Hillary Clinton was supposed to have done seances in the White House?
God.
Not enough.
And actually have gone into a trance and communicated with Eleanor Roosevelt and Gandhi.
Really?
Yep.
I heard about Eleanor, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's wonderful.
To me, she channeled that?
Yeah.
Well, she's supposed to have. This is like in articles that she
Legendary.
Went to a.
She said that?
In the articles, it says that she's supposed to have gone into a trance. It was just it was just those things.
It wasn't Bill.
The paparazzi.
Bill didn't give a rat's ass.
No. He's busy channeling something else.
Yeah, he's channeling. Yeah. Go, baby, go.
Sorry, Paul.
Oh, God.
Nah, I already gave up.
It's
and actually,
Astro,
it was
sir.
A journalist who published that.
I can't even
believe
that.
Yep.
Scary.
Yep.
She's scared. Well, I should have. Anyway.
supposedly they had a lot of those in there, though, during Clinton's.
Yeah.
A lot of seances in there.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Supposedly.
For whatever reason,
man,
we don't know.
Man, that internet's going to be, like, blowing up tonight with people looking up this stuff. I'm not sure which psychic advisor was his consultant, though, because I know Ronald Reagan's was pretty well known.
Was it?
Yeah, Gene Dixon.
Oh,
was
Gene Dixon, right.
I mean, most
before,
people
right.
knew that one, but I don't, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no.
Know who. I mean, I know Sylvia Brown was the psychic to a lot of celebrities
yeah.
and stars.
Yeah.
So.
Billy Graham.
What I find interesting on Kim Russo's show, A Haunting Us, she will take a tour with some of the stars who came on their show before and go through the places that they were actually haunted. And she can tell right off the bat whether or not these stars, she calls it, you know, if they have the gift.
Yeah.
So as these shows go on, we're starting to see more and more people with that, quote unquote, the gift. But what we've been able, or at least what I've learned, is that everyone has the gift. It just depends on how well or how sensitive they are to it.
Or if they want to develop it.
If they want to develop it, right. So there's been quite a few, you know, a lot of people gave that show criticism because it's like, oh, they're stars, they're acting it out. But no, there is a good possibility that some, you know, more stars, more than others, you know, are sensitive. And, you know, you can keep a show like The Haunting on going on for quite some time, especially if they do have that gift.
Well, people are more comfortable saying it, too.
They may be stars, but this is the same ratio as
right.
the general public,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so some of them will and some of them won't.
Right.
Right. Yep.
But if they've had this experience to begin with, you know that they have some kind of predilection for this because they experienced something that I mean, a lot of people probably go through life and don't know it's a thing.
Or they don't say it.
Or they don't say it.
You know, now they're a little bit, it's a little more okay,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, if you say something, but I don't think a lot of people know some of the bigger things that have happened where, you know, maybe when people do write these articles or talk about this stuff, it's only people maybe like us who know about it, you know.
Am I the only one hearing like a hurricane in the background here?
No, that's
here?
Ruth.
That's Ruth.
Oh, that's Ruth. You have a hurricane going on at your house there, Ruth?
No, I don't have a hurricane in the background.
Well, keep talking because otherwise we hear.
That's how fast she's working over there.
Oh, is that she's working fast?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you were asking if
it's causing a problem, I can hang up because I am actually
to
work.
No, don't hang up. No, don't.
That microphone really will be a hurricane.
Advisors predicted the stock market crash. J.P. Morgan.
So did I. It was a big deal. Come on.
Actually,
Come on. And I wasn't even here at the time, and
yeah,
I predicted
so did I.
That.
I knew it was,
you knew it was going to crash.
I got out of my
Everybody and his brother was saying it's going to burst. It's going to burst.
Well, he had psychic advisors.
My spidey sense told me. I shifted gears.
Wait a second. Let's go back to Kim Russo for a second. You guys went to see Kim Russo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You went like a year ago.
Well,
I went this year.
How was it?
And you know what? I really like her. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the audience of, I don't know, 500, 1,000 people, whatever it is, and she only picks out,
uh-huh.
what, 8 or 10 people, and you're sitting there going, what about me? Who's this person you're talking to? What about me? Well, and rightly so.
Well, maybe your people didn't make enough.
My people never make noise. The people that are standing behind me are always there going, shh, let somebody else talk. I understand that. And I totally like her. But the show, to me, well, she had, she said some stuff. I sort of like. I saw it, and she says she's from
Long Island.
Where the other Long Island person is from.
They actually did a show together, by the way.
Did they? Really? Because she sits there and she says, I'm not that one.
No, I know.
So,
did you take photographs?
No, I was going to, and then I said, it's kind of cheesy.
No, I was taking photographs of the ceiling there.
Ceiling. Look, there's a ceiling of when I went to see Kim Russo. Come on.
because
I was taking pictures of underneath my seat. Anyway, it makes the same sense. I don't know. I saw big orbs underneath my seat. Anyway.
There were giant orbs every place in that.
I bet they were.
I wasn't just a feeling. I was taking my long distance shot.
You don't have to defend yourself. Relax, will you? I'm not attacking you.
Yes, you are.
I'm just, okay, I am. All I'm saying is that I like her as a person. She went on for about maybe a half an hour at the beginning of the show telling about herself and what she does and everything. And I truly like her as a person. I just wish that she would have picked on a few other people in the audience, just instead of just picking on an hour and a half, 2 hours. She was 2 hours.
Three,
she was up
I thought
there.
It was, no?
Well, it was 2.5 maybe hours.
Yeah, because we
and
were there.
And she picked
for
on like
three,
eight people, and some people she just couldn't let go of. I'm sitting there going, you know, come on, pick somebody else. Pick some, you know, this guy's.
Well,
okay,
she did a lot more than that.
Well, she may just be
yeah,
speaking.
She, didn't do it when I was there.
She may be speaking to the people that really need it, too.
So I didn't need it.
Well,
not at that moment.
Now you're making me feel good.
When there's like 500 people, if there's 500 people, double that for how many spirits are coming in for her.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but mine didn't come through. I know. I am so.
Everybody in
yes,
Radio Land knows
me.
Now that
it's
your spirit.
It's all about me.
You'll get an answer tonight, Charlie, when you go to sleep.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Just
when
one,
I go to bed tonight, I hope I get one answer.
Just one answer.
Just one answer. Yeah, that's all I'm looking for. Not from you.
Oh, it won't be from me.
Okay, good.
Charlie keeps a log of who he likes.
Yeah, right on the wall. I write it right
there. Who's authentic? Who's not?
Is it a whiteboard?
I don't do that.
Is
approved,
it a whiteboard?
Unapproved.
No.
Is it a whiteboard or permanent ink?
Actually, I can erase. No.
I don't want to be on the bottom of your list.
You're on the top of the list. You know that. No, it's just the fact that there are so many good mediums and psychics out there that you sit there and you sometimes, you know, I can understand that the regular populace just guessing and wondering about who's good and who's not. And then they hear the bad ones and it ruins it for all the good ones. You, right? You come out with some unbelievable stuff. And I would think people would sit there and go, come on. And then it happens. And you sit there and you say, well, yeah, Jackie said so. It's not like you sit there and you go, well, you know, this person said it and it never happened. Well, 500 years from now, Nostradamus, you know, it's going to happen. Well, I could say something now, 500 years from now, something will happen. You come out with some unbelievable stuff. And the sad part is that the good ones that are out there, and there are good ones, they don't get the credit. They don't get the credit. But back to the show, as far as these people, the famous people that are actually looking for answers in the psychic realm, that's the important part. Why wouldn't somebody look into that realm? If you can get an answer, why wouldn't you look there? And I'm thrilled to hear that all of these political people actually did look in that realm. Maybe even 200, 300, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, they were looking for the answers. And you know what? Some of them got the answers, and maybe they didn't recognize it.
Well, I mean, it's another dimension.
Absolutely.
Everybody recognizes that, and quantum physicists now are coming closer. And I mean, they're saying that there are dimensions. They're saying how many dimensions there are.
Yep.
And it's like, I think the whole thing is just so astounding.
It is.
You know?
It is.
And every time, I like reading the scientific part of it. And believe it or not, this is scientifically proven, a lot of this stuff. I mean, maybe not proven, but they're all, that's what they're working on. All these different dimensions, and they're measuring things, and they know there's something there.
I agree.
You know, and
totally.
How to shift back and forth, it all has to do with the time shift and everything.
How do you explain when you're sitting in front of somebody, whether it's me at work or you or, you know, just somebody maybe at the counter when you go to order a deli sandwich or something, and all of a sudden you get that, I don't know what it is, the connection between the two of you. And people sit there, that's bullshit. That's just a coincidence. That's, you know, come on.
I was in a restaurant and it was packed, and our table wasn't being waited on. There was about 10 of us because it was after an event. And we're sitting, and there's a waiter, and he's a little bit harried.
And I just focused on him. He's back. And he whipped around and he looked at me and he says, I felt you looking at me.
that was a heat for your eyes.
He felt two holes being drilled in the back of his head.
But he felt me.
He felt the energy.
He felt the energy coming from me saying, I gotta make him turn around.
Hey Dana, a lot of guys feel that way with you.
I was waiting. I was waiting when you were saying the connection between.
Really.
Wheel the spin.
Okay, I'm
done.
But
I think all
end.
Of us have that, especially we all have that with each other.
Yes, especially coming to this class. When you come to the class and you start to develop, and you don't know that you have it.
We just become part of each other's energy.
Well, that's it. When you
or we
here,
just want to kick the crap out of each other.
Well, that's happened too.
That was pretty amazing last night.
Last night.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I haven't had too many people tell me that, so thank you.
Now it's on the air.
I didn't.
No, see,
that?
There was.
As soon as I saw the picture, Jackie saw me. I was like, I know who this is. Really but they were like, whoa.
Oh, he's go ahead. Horrible man.
Horrible man. I'm sitting there going, what are you kidding me? It was so far off.
And then Paul takes it. Says David's favorite phrase, which is,
yeah, absolutely.
I got nothing. And the answer to John.
But I did say he was a very, very,
I know you're
manly
a very
man. Of course, I already knew who it was, but
I also know who it was, which is why I didn't say anything.
Oh,
yes.
It was very funny because the people they
didn't pick up on that.
They didn't
no,
I know. On it at all.
That's the whole point.
And they thought he was dead.
Yeah, but you have to remember the picture. That they were looking at of Dave was what 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
That part of him is dead.
So
that man is dead.
So
did you hear him say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but you have to remember the way they're picking up.
But he's
they're
not dying.
Learning. They're learning. So they're not always interpreting it exactly. You know, they don't always know how to interpret exactly how it's coming through.
Actually, John has said something. I'm really sorry. I thought you were dead. And he goes, "That person is dead."
Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean,
did you hear him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I yep.
I thought it was really. I didn't realize he actually. Understood that
mm-hmm.
He's such a different person now than he was.
No, he was laughing.
I know,
he did a lot of laughing last night.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly at you, Charlie.
Hey, talk about square balls. <in the air. laughs> We'll talk about that on another show.
When there's more alcohol involved.
It'll be our anatomy show.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
yeah. Who would have predicted you or even said anything about, well, anyway.
Already done.
Next person.
Yeah,
who's the next person?
We definitely have a fun time in class.
Who else do we have on the list? Who else is on the list?
Come I don't
on.
Know. I'm shot
what's
here.
Your list? Come on. What's your list?
David Hasselhoff.
No. And they said, go to Germany.
And
you'll
sing.
Be a big star.
Yeah. Sing your heart out.
Really? Sing your heart out?
He had, what, 10 albums over in Germany? And
big recording artist in Germany. They love him.
Yep.
The Hoff.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't, yeah.
Wow.
He's got a German name.
Well, absolutely.
That's all you need over there to sing. No offense to the Germans. I am German.
Did you had a picture of a guy and you said he was German and he was very funny? David goes, no Germans are funny.
No.
Hey, I'm German.
So am I, but, he was very funny.
So was the man in the red shirt over there.
Yeah, German, yeah.
When you were in Germany... Believe me, I have never seen anybody who was funny in Germany as a German.
Well, that I could go with.
Boy, it was. Yeah, I went there a couple of times for business, and it was
not funny.
Funny. Not.
Not even the beer houses. Even in the beer houses.
We went out to my company at the time went out to this huge restaurant, and they were having a huge company function, and it was phenomenal. The band was playing, people were drinking, it was Oktoberfest type of deal, and everybody's drinking beer and having a great time. And this guy who's in charge of sales stands up on the stage, and here's this old guy, he's at the microphone, he's trying to talk to people, he's going, excuse me, and this other German guy who's about in his maybe 40s, Achtung! You will listen. Shut up. And then I'm like, what the f-?
And you guys yell,
holy. I was like, what the frick is he doing? And this guy went nuts.
Like
and it was a happy time, and all of a sudden, everybody just shut up. And this old guy got up there, and he sits and goes, I'm retiring this year, and I want to thank everybody. And he walks off the stage. That's all he said.
Did everybody cheer and applaud?
Everybody was still in shock from hearing this guy screaming at us. And then he walks off, and everybody else is like,
can we
talk? Can we say something? It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would have stood up and started clapping.
Well, this guy was in charge of sales. I wanted to make a good impression on him because I was in sales. So he says, I want everybody who's going to back me in my sales to come up here and put their business card in this little fishbowl. And everybody was too afraid to get up there. I walked up there. I put my card in the thing. And I walked back. I figured, well, at least my card's in there. At least he knows I'm not a, you know. So I went back to my seat, and God, it was scary.
It's okay,
I wish he would have consulted a psychic at that time.
The lesson here, ladies and gentlemen, is go to Germany.
Before
you die, go to Germany.
No, don't go to Germany.
Go to Germany. Tell us your stories.
Don't go to Germany. Speaking go anywhere
of,
else.
Speaking of Germany,
yes.
Hitler apparently did get a reading from a psychic, from what I read about.
Yes.
Really?
Multiple times, actually.
They found him 2 years later dead on a pile of bodies.
They found him?
It didn't go well.
No.
Not Hitler, the psychic.
Oh, the psychic. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, no, it wasn't Hitler.
I don't know. I've never... She might have been a follower. I never heard
Hitler was very big on the paranormal and the...
Oh, the paranormal.
Yeah.
The paranormal, including the psychics.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He sent people all over the country and all over the world.
None of them are drinking tonight. I don't get this.
I'm not singing.
No, neither am I.
Are you blind? None of us are drinking.
None of
us. Holy
crap.
Spring
yeah,
water.
Yeah, yeah. What's so in this long. Cup over here?
You've been nursing.
A little bit of Belvedere. Yeah, come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Snakes. I
make
hate
me not
snakes.
Want to be an archaeologist.
Eat the monkey brain. I could start quoting Indiana Jones, but I'll just make it worse.
Yeah, where is Chris and Krista when this is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, are they not listening? Oh, I can't believe them that they're not even listening.
If you're
crap.
Listening, Krista, you better call it.
No, don't.
Save
Does
yourself.
Does anyone know who the probably the most famous psychic in history is?
No.
The most famous?
The Oracle of Delphi.
Oh, I
yes.
From
that,
ancient
yes.
Greece.
Yes. Keep going.
Now we can talk about
it. Now you can.
They thought it was, there were emissions from a vent in the cave where she was. And they thought
recently they'd done studies where there's some volcanic gases that come out inside the cave where right. the Oracle was. So they believe that's where she was getting her visions from.
Right.
But who knows?
She was
but that went on for over 300 years. There
yep.
was woman after woman took over the position. And leaders from all over the ancient world would go to the Oracle to get
They were
you know, knowledge.
Known as the Oracle?
The, yeah, yes. the, it was called...
So
it's
like the movie?
Not the Matrix.
No, not like that.
No.
Yeah. This is different. You would almost go like on a pilgrimage
really?
There to ask a question about, you know, your fate or decisions you're going to make.
Kind of like how we come here and bring a friend.
Without the volcanic gas.
Without the
yes.
volcanic
gas. That we know
yeah,
of.
Mexican. Yeah.
I'm really triumphant.
I know.
Just saying.
We made it to the first hour. I'm ready to go.
I believe even Alexander the Great went to the Oracle and other people.
Yes.
I think Sophocles, Plato, they all knew about the Oracle. They wrote about it. So it was something that they considered a realistic thing back then to them. You know, it wasn't just, you know, like a sideshow or something.
I was there. I went to Greece and I was up on a mountain and you could go into the chamber where mm-hmm. the Oracle was.
In your dreams?
No, my sister lived in Greece, and her children were born in Greece.
I was sort of wondering, too, but I mean,
so
as long as she's clarifying.
And we traveled around.
Did you spend some time in there? Or?
In Greece?
No, in the cave.
In the
well,
cave.
Obviously you spent time in Greece.
We went visiting. No, we were just traveling, and we saw it. It was like
oh,
a tourist,
okay.
a tourist kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? But it was, I remember this, on the top of the hill and you go into this cavern and there's these, you know, these kind of stunted trees there. It's beautiful, actually.
It is. Well, I've only seen it on TV, but it looks like a very beautiful spot.
Is that Mount Etna or what is it?
No.
I don't know. I got no idea what... I'm lost on this one.
It's like on the cliff overlooking the ocean in a way, and it's down, I think...
In Greece, though.
In Greece, yes.
Okay. In Greece.
It's in Greece, yes.
So it's looking over the Mediterranean, or it's looking over the Red Sea, or I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know the geography there.
I love your accent.
I'll get back to you.
Sunian was below that. We said Sunian Greece, and it's like where Lord Byron's name is inscribed in the temple, and he inscribed his name graffiti, and the pillars are
graffiti.
He wrote it on there.
Yeah.
Or somebody wrote it on there.
No.
He wrote it on
there. He did.
Well, they wrote on the Pyramid of Giza.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they write on that?
Shockingly, we do actually have another caller here tonight.
Don't let her in.
Yeah, we got to let him in. Hello, who is this? Welcome to Among the Realms. Try to save us, please, on the show.
Men in Black.
Oh, damn it. This is not going to work. Oh, Chris.
Here we go.
Oh.
I could not tell what in the universe you were talking about anymore.
Oh, thank God.
You're not even listening.
Neuralize me, please. Just go back for like the last hour. Get this out of my head for me. Any famous people,
Chris?
Come
on, Ed.
So what do you know about psychic, Chris?
you there?
Neuralized. I heard
him. Yep.
Thank you.
Is he online? Was he getting
any computer? Predictions here for the last hour?
Oh, no.
Anybody there?
Hello?
There you go.
Hey,
say something, Chris.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other famous people in history that were psychic or consulted with psychics that we missed?
The only one I knew anything about was Nostradamus, but you were already talking about him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Not in this though.
Everybody knows who that is. If you're talking about lesser known psychics, he definitely does not fit the bill for that.
True.
Well, not everybody knows about Nostradamus.
Yeah, not everybody knows. That's because he really didn't consider himself to be a psychic or a foreseer. He just whatever came to him, he wrote it down and he pretty much kept it to himself.
We could talk about Harold Camping. How about that?
Talking about. Oh, God.
I know who that is. Harold Camping. Nobody heard of him?
No.
Okay. He had a church on Route 208.
Right.
And he used to, a couple times, he foretold the end of the world. Right, Chris? Hello, Chris?
Oh, that's the man that got everyone to sell all their stuff and everything. And
right.
Nothing
everybody
happened.
Sold
everything.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Although it was really interesting. It's the only, I cannot ever remember another time in history where somebody foretold the end of the world, and then it passed, and then they were like, oh, sorry, I miscalculated, or something like that.
A lot of them.
Yes. Then he did it again.
Yeah, that's next week.
Then he did it again, and then that date came and went. So
then he came and went.
A lot of people lost a lot of business right around 2000, too, yeah.
Anyway, so I know a bag Harold.
Oh, was it actually three times?
I think he blew it three times.
Three times he did that? Oh, my gosh.
Have you heard of him in the last 5 years?
He
He's at the bottom of the reservoir.
Maybe.
He was doing it again right around 2012, and then I think there was a... so that would have been the second time that he said he was wrong about the date, and then there was a third thing where he said that, oh, something did happen, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
I think it was May 2012 and then October 2012. And then I lost track of him after he was wrong 2 days and 2 times in a row.
You stopped following him after that?
Didn't
he start pushing it out like 2 weeks at a time?
He had a television show when I lived in Ringwood.
The name sounds familiar.
So you would flip through the dials and it would just come up.
If you saw his picture, you'd recognize him probably.
Should I imitate
him? There were like 100 different memes about it. Everything like, with just a picture of him holding his book and, you know, classic meme impact bold text saying something like, "Oh, I'm sorry, such and such about a movie director isn't happening now." You know, every pointless, disastrous thing that could happen to a fandom, they were quoting him on it.
Let's do it.
Actually, David does a great imitation of him.
But it was like one where it's like, oh, yeah, the world was going to end, but Doctor Who fixed it or something like that.
I have to get David to do it.
Can you bring that next week, Vera, for us?
I will.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I could find it on one.
We could try and fill this next hour with our own
Ruth
experiences and being.
Ruth's not on the air anymore, dear.
I know that. She's texting me.
Oh. Ruth rode away.
She's saying more singing. Singing is
good.
More
singing.
Da 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 da.
I have to tell you that I just got an email from someone saying that they are laughing their butt off on the show tonight. So this is one of their favorites so far.
Oh, God. Oh, there you go. It's turning into a comedy show.
No, they're just saying it sounds like we're having fun.
We have to get more serious.
How long can you live without a butt? Because we'll lose a listener.
It's nice to know at least they enjoy the entertainment.
Yeah.
Knowledge and fun at the same
it's
time.
Death.
He died.
He died.
He died?
I think
he might
have
been that listener.
Yeah.
He did make it.
He died in December of
13. Oh, my God.
Wow. That's only a year ago, really. Holy cow.
You better look up Regis when you're at it.
Yeah. You better look up Regis.
Quick, channel him.
She just did before. Didn't you?
Well, there he is. I've seen that guy. Holy
crap, oh, yeah.
I've seen him.
I heard, oh yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that guy.
I've heard of
right?
his name, too.
Wow, Harold Ramis? Is that him?
Vera's showing us a picture. Oh,
Harold Ramis?
not even close. You put in a Ghostbuster with him, that's
kidding.
Just like the worst.
Come on.
Charlie's going to be putting time out for that line.
I thought that was John Belushi. Come on.
Oh,
Killer Bees.
Paul, wouldn't you welcome some walkers at the door right now?
I'd welcome anybody at this point.
That's not Howard Ramis. That's Howard the Duck.
The Duck. That's the one.
Oh, God.
Ruth is calling you?
All right.
yeah, thanks, Ruth.
Tell her to get back to work.
Yeah.
Do you have any other show tune requests, Ruth?
Yeah.
You know, Cleopatra used to use.
Yes.
Cleopatra was hot.
Really? You brought up Cleopatra?
Cleopatra.
Really? After everything he's been saying tonight, now you bring up Cleopatra.
Cleopatra.
Okay, now that you brought up Cleopatra, I expect him to do Walk Like an Egyptian in this store before he leaves.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, I want you do it. Forget that.
Come on. Dana just did it.
No, he even thinks Minnie Mouse
is
hot here.
No.
Anyway, what about
we
Cleopatra?
Totally need to be on video or something.
No.
Live TV.
No, thank you.
We are entertaining.
Unbelievable.
At the very
least. Sure, you can do a webcam show on.
Chris, you're not helping.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, we can. We're going to have to
come
and show
us how
to do that,
Chris. Yeah, we can, but I don't think we're going to.
Chris,
yeah,
don't do it.
Oh, my God. We totally.
No,
oh, my
we
God.
Don't.
We'd be all over YouTube.
Hey, and in black. Surveillance everywhere.
Yeah, neuralizers and all.
Mark, where are you? I need you.
Oh, Dana, see? Dana's videoing. Come on.
Dana's.
No.
Dana's video is vibrating. What?
What? What?
And this is where I'm going to say goodnight. Everyone else, you're all on your own tonight. I am leaving the board.
He's got a phone the size of a 42-inch.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, look at this.
I'm going to wish you. I'm going to wish everyone.
You can't leave me here for 50.
I am going to leave you. This is what friends are for. I'm leaving you.
Isn't that a song?
This is exactly why we have neuralizers.
Exactly.
Well, we don't have enough.
Neuralizer or vodka. One
no.
or the other.
I got Jackie dying over here.
She just
Gene
Simmons.
I'm done.
I'm done. I want to check that place for a gas leak.
I don't want to check this place. I already know what's in here.
I can't
No, I said gas leak, not full torso apparition.
How far out did your tongue come if you did a Gene Simmons?
He just did the Gene Simmons tongue.
How far did it come out? Oh, man. Dave, you're a lucky man.
Oh, my God.
Done.
I can't breathe.
Is Dave listening?
No.
He doesn't.
No, he's a smart man tonight.
Oh, man.
He's a smart man tonight.
You ought to be listening to
this.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll let him go on that one.
Okay, video. She's not
going to
replay
it. Person of Interest was on last night. Yeah.
Do it again.
No. Oh, boy.
Yeah, stick that tongue out.
Yeah, let's stick that on YouTube. Go ahead, Vera. We'll stick that on YouTube.
Vera's tongue comes out like 18 inches.
I can't get her in there. No,
no,
but I
caught it. Really? He's
a very nice man.
I bet he is.
What's up, Paul?
Seriously, did we miss anyone? I don't think we did.
We got everybody in
history.
Well,
there's probably a lot of them that we don't know about.
Yeah.
We're never recorded in history.
They're in the closet.
Like local political.
You know, you
leaders.
Really got to watch what you say tonight. You know, and that's a credit to you. I mean, he's picking up on every little thing everyone says tonight. He's turning it into a joke. And, I mean, you come out with that and go ahead. Who hasn't come out of the closet? Go ahead.
I'm just thinking locally. We're in Sussex County here. Can you imagine the amount of people that are actually consulting psychics and nobody knows about it?
Okay, I went to lunch there at a place and the cook comes out and starts talking to me and giving him my card and he saw, you know, what do you think? He's telling me about the same psychic he went to. So I looked at him and I went, does she have red hair? And he looked at me with big eyes and goes, was your name Jane? He thought I was psychic.
Get out.
I swear.
Well, you are.
Or you are psychic.
Yeah. The point is, I said,
I'm
a psychic.
Yeah, I'm psychic. What's wrong with
you?
Well, that's another.
Does she have longer hair?
It's based on people's perception a lot.
True, but that's another question. How many psychics actually come out and say that they are psychic?
Well, that's it, too. Yeah.
That's another difficult part.
Because otherwise they might be ostracized or whatever, you know?
You will be publicly humiliated, especially if you're wrong.
Yeah.
Even one time.
Like one time.
Tonight.
Oh.
One time.
Oh, man.
Nobody gives a flying rat. Come on.
Virgil can stay.
I had to get pulled along.
You got me. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Replay. Instant replay.
You'll hear it next week.
Yeah.
Or you could go home tonight. And
yeah, archive it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go right up to 1 hour and 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I know that.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Cheater.
Can't wait to get out of here, can't you?
I love it here.
This is the best.
Well, at least we have fun.
What's the text I sent you? This is my safe place. Right?
Another thing about psychics is, those who haven't come out, how many of them even realize that that's what they have?
Yeah.
Or if they're not mistaking it for a mental disorder or something.
How many are in
right. Yep. Especially long ago they used to do that. Yep.
This is the only place you can come to and say you hear a voice and people don't hear it.
They're like, ooh, really? What'd it say? That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like, let me give you more drugs. You know?
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
Are you taking?
Yeah.
When we get old, we're going to have to go into the same old absolutely.
Oh, my God. It would be great. Can you imagine?
They're going to have our ward for all the ruckus.
You know how they got the Alzheimer's ward now?
They're not going to give you a microphone anymore.
Well, they give you...
Wasn't that the backstory for The Sixth Sense? Bruce Willis's character.
With what? I love
that. That he was treating somebody who was a psychic and it wasn't working, and later on he went crazy.
Yeah,
I think he was dead
though. Yeah,
well,
he
dead. Killed, and he and the guy, the one of his patients, killed him.
Yeah, well,
yeah, the kid,
spoiler
right?
Spoiler alert!
I think everybody's seen it.
Yeah,
well, not really a spoiler, but
it was from like how many years ago?
Yeah, if they haven't seen it by now, screw them.
But I
got
to see it again. I think it's worth seeing.
It is a good movie.
It was
a good movie.
Well, what's neat about that movie is that there are people who that's how they see their spirits, just the way that kid did. And I think some people thought when the movie came out that that's not really how it's done. But some people do see them that way.
Exactly.
You know, they only see them that way, and that's why they get so afraid of it. Because that's what happened with that kid. They only came through the
and
ones that had.
And it could be scary.
Well, it was to him. It was absolutely. The movie was scary to people just watching it.
Yep.
Lewis and Clark couldn't save us.
No.
Not a chance.
I said, are we off topic?
Well, there's a lot of things about people who sense things differently too. There are people who can smell colors and or hear sounds, and they see things from them. So, who's to say that sixth sense doesn't sometimes cross wires too?
Yeah. Yep.
Smell. A lot of speaking of the sixth sense, a lot of law enforcement actually use psychics.
You know, what Brown
in case
like.
Investigations.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a local psychic that worked with police departments was Nancy Weber. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of her. They did an episode on one of the ghost shows.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't remember it, but she helped them find the killer in Morris County, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I saw that.
She was very, very well known, but she keeps it on. She's very low key about it.
Right.
Like, I went to a psychic development class with her years ago. And she would do readings at her home and stuff, but for the most part, she kind of kept to herself.
There was another lady named Alice. She lived in Clifton, but I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, she doesn't live here anymore.
She helped the Clifton police.
Yeah.
Told them where to find hot dogs, the hot grill. Yeah.
Somehow we always get onto those two places.
What, hot dogs
and Top Girl? For those people who are not from New Jersey.
You're from South Jersey. You guys lost it. And Hirams. I went to Captain Hirams in Florida. One step higher than just Hirams.
Did you go to Wolfie?
Who?
Florida?
No.
There we go.
No, I went to two Georgias, though.
Yes.
You got to make sure you're not between them at the time.
Come on, Virgil, throw out another one.
Your plethora of people.
I'm
almost under the service.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Big time.
Yeah, she does.
Absolutely.
Liza. I don't think she did anything with that. I think she did.
Communicating with her mother, I think.
Yep.
Since they talk to them,
actually,
a lot of people don't have to talk to them.
Another star that had to talk to there was Terry Spelling.
Mm-hmm.
She actually was trying to get Aaron Spelling, her father. He was busy at the time, but Farrah Fawcett, who was in Angels, and he was Aaron Spelling was actually one of the producers of Charlie's Angels. He basically crashed the party and gave Tori Spelling a huge message and shut down, and she actually gave it to Farrah Fawcett's late husband. So just because you're trying to talk to a parent doesn't mean you're actually going to get them. You're going to get a message.
So the message came through Farrah Fawcett?
The message came through Farrah Fawcett to Tori Spelling. Aaron Spelling gave it to Fawcett's husband.
Not really.
No,
the guy
I don't know who.
Before
my time.
Dead?
Dead. Right.
Ryan O'Neill when she died.
Right. Tori Spelling.
Oh, he came back and
said.
Aaron Spelling. I'd want to contribute the money he had. Holy, jeez. He had more money.
Doesn't Trump consult with
him up earlier.
The Donald.
He does a lot.
Yeah,
the
Donald. Would you like to be called the Charlie?
No. I don't want to be singled out. I'm just Charlie.
Oh, you really?
I don't want to be singled out that way. No.
Okay.
No. What? What's the matter?
I can't read lips. I can't hear you.
What?
Ruth says we're breaking up.
Oh,
it's because our mouths aren't by the microphone.
Come on, let's all give talk real close.
We gave up on the show about a half hour.
This
is a known problem with web service. I've listened to like three different shows, and I've seen it happen on all of them.
You're not Ruth.
Yeah. You know what?
Ruth's breaking up.
You know what?
Ruth's voice has changed.
Chris, you need to start singing. You need to start singing the whatever that song is you guys have been singing.
The Indiana Jones thing. Really, you brought in the whip. I've got Dana and Charlie here. Now you're bringing in the whip. Really?
Hey, things could be worse.
I could be ripping hearts out of people.
Please don't.
Oh, yeah, glad you're not here in the studio.
That's a Temple of Doom in a different song. No.
Temple of Doom.
Look, I can't help it. Yeah, I need to summon something, and I need a juicy pumping heart.
Isn't Chris there? Come on. Wake up, guys.
Krista, control your husband here, please.
She's probably laughing.
I'm ripping hearts out. She's not coming near me.
No, I didn't think so. Oh, man.
Neural eyes.
All right, I'm ready for the new Star Wars movie.
Yep.
Yes,
Oh, don't invoke. That's worse than Kali Ma.
What?
Yep.
Calamari.
No, that's another Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
It's a tarp! It's a tarp!
I'm getting hungry. Hot sauce.
Ah. Next week we'll try to stay more on topic.
Not likely.
I think we've been doing a great job tonight.
No, we actually had fun tonight.
Yeah, this is a great job tonight.
It's definitely entertaining.
And my favorite psychic person of all
time. Fury, you're not even drinking your drink.
My favorite psychic celebrity is Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, I love that woman.
I read all of her books.
Oh, I love that woman.
God. And she was so amazing.
You know what? She was one hot babe.
Would
you
see her?
Was,
she was on the Academy Awards.
Yes, she was. Okay. Well, hotness has gone a little.
Well, no, she still looks pretty damn good. For
well, her. Yeah, for 95.
Well,
but
women age. We.
So do guys. But I mean, I'm telling you flat out. She was, when she was younger, holy jeez.
In the Rat Pack? She was like,
yes.
Was
yes,
she?
Yes, she was.
No, there was another woman. There was another woman. There was another woman. Angie Dickinson.
When I'm old and wrinkled, I'm going to send Charlie a pic.
No, don't, please. No, I'm not saying that. I told you.
They only take still shots.
I said,
stay when you're hot.
I said it was last week or whenever it was. The woman that came into the bank with the short gray hair. That was phenomenal.
This was like from two episodes back, right?
Yeah, well. She was phenomenal. And guess what? Dana cut her hair. And it's short. And
it
Dana
just,
looks phenomenal.
You okay, Paul?
You think it was just for you, huh?
Whoa, the table.
How many shades of gray were there?
I think there were at least four.
Chris, you're not helping.
Oh, my God.
That's good stuff.
No.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, isn't it? It really is.
It's yep. Hollywood wives.
This fries.
Yeah.
These French
yeah,
fries
like
are limp,
that.
Aren't they? These French fries are limp, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
I need some crisper French fries.
You trying to talk with your iPod?
Yeah, right.
Just trying to stab it.
Morse code?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I'm done. I'm tired.
The end.
The end.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Famous People in History. I'm sure this show is going to go down in history.
It's not even 10:30.
And then we're looking
down in history. Down in history.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be gone in history somewhere.
If you wanted to create a haunting with someone famous, I think we started it tonight.
Oh, there's no question.
It works out.
No question.
And George Clooney's pig is going to come through.
Well, he might have been the friendliest.
No matter what her name is.
Maybe.
No. Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
Yelling at the bacon
joke. Wait. What's next week's title?
UFOs.
Yay.
Ooh. UFOs.
We haven't gone on an official UFO investigation.
No, we have.
And we're ready.
We haven't. And we should go
and
up
and by the
around.
Way, one of those long-lost presidents had a UFO encounter, which comes next week.
No.
Come
on.
Yeah, a bunch of them. Yeah. So we.
I never heard of that.
Jimmy Carter.
Realizer standing by.
George Washington.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You laughed at me last night.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I had to. Your husband was here.
Chris, are you going to join us for that show, too?
Oh, I have to tell you my really freaky but also really sad UFO story.
Oh, cool.
Do that next week. Do that next week.
We don't want sad.
Chris,
want
I'm really
sad.
Trying to end this show, man. Do it next week.
with a shredded...
No, I didn't say I was going to do it now.
I thank you
very
much.
So your parents are still up.
Half the table was telling you to say it, and the other half was telling you to save it.
Thank you very much. So
definitely call.
All right, now, because it's the show, we're going to say goodnight, but we can't say goodnight until you guys do one more song to end it out. So... Finish it. Here we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good night.
Wait. Don't we all have to say good night?
You just did.
No.
Jackie.
Really?
Good night.
Dink.
Good night.
Here. Virgil.
Good night.
Charlie, good night.
See ya, because I ain't coming back.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.